Hour number three here at JM the AM, and we're starting with our dear friend Shlomo Katz. We were informed a few days ago that there's another musical project that the great Rabbi Shlomo Katz is involved with, or spearheading, I should say. And I said to my, and this will be another one of those incredible and exciting periods of time where every few weeks a brand new selection is going to be released. He'll explain the whole thing to us coming up. And any excuse to get Rabbi Shlomo Katz on the air, especially a couple of days before the brand new year, I am not passing on that opportunity. We'll, of course, ask him to comment on Dedi's passing, the news that we end the year with, which has certainly thrown us for a loop a little bit, and plenty more here on a Thursday, excuse me, on a Tuesday morning broadcast. Rav Shlomo Katz, all the way from Efrat, Israel, a pleasure to welcome you back to JM in the AM.
Nachum Siegel, my dear Chaver, how are you, my friend?
Baruch Hashem, doing well. You know, it's funny, obviously we're spending a lot of time this morning, we're talking about Dedi and his passing, and I have guests coming up that will tell us some stories, and we'll just reminisce a little bit this morning later on. I said to myself, you know, everybody, even in the world of Jewish music, where a lot of people think it's all the same, a lot of people might think one person is trying to imitate another, it is so far from the truth. Everybody has their method to reach the hearts of people worldwide, especially this time of year, when people are looking for inspiration, people are looking for, you know, a little bit of a tshuva and spiritual jolt, if you will. And there are Chazanim, of course, who inspire us with their tefillah. People like yourself, I think we'd put in the category of being experts at, you know, the Kumsit style and telling amazing stories and intertwining them with music that, you know, goes straight to the heart. And I think Dedi was somebody who did it all out of joy with a tremendous sense of humor and really touched all of us with just a jovial attitude and a very full of life and full of spirit attitude that was unique to him. Like I say, everybody has their unique abilities. And I don't know how well you knew him or didn't know him, but I'm assuming that you're in agreement with me that he had a unique style that really touched a lot of hearts.
You couldn't be more accurate, Nachum. You couldn't be more accurate. I did know Dedi. I knew Dedi in a very interesting context. I saw a bunch over the years. He had very close friends, our dear friends in Ranana, Elliot and Debbie Tenenbaum. And I played a bunch of the family simchas. They're like family to me. Dedi always showed up and did a set. So I performed with Dedi a bunch of times at these simchas, and I have a great Dedi story. It's the first thing I thought of when I heard the passing, that he didn't just bring simcha to the people in the crowd. He had the band elated. He had the musicians themselves that were backing him up with a smile. Right. And I'll give you one taster. Dedi comes up to lead the second set of dancing at one of these events, and he's getting the crowd crazy, and he's getting us riled up, and then he abruptly stops the set, and he turns to us, and he said, "Oh, ani kol kach mitztaer, shachachti shani raev. I'm so sorry, I forgot that I'm really hungry right now," and he just stopped the set. it was an epic Dedi moment, and we were fortunate. I wasn't close to him, but I definitely had a number of beautiful interactions with him. And like I said, he didn't just bring the crowd simcha. Whoever, and I'm sure anyone that performed with him would say the same. He had us. He filled us. He had us all in an elated state of, we were much happier than before he was on.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I can picture exactly what you're talking about. Everybody who even had a small role on that stage and on that bandstand, you know, just were elated when he had his personality come out and made everybody so happy and made the occasion so joyous. So I know exactly what you mean. And for that and many other reasons, he will be remembered with tremendous fondness by so many who knew him. And, of course, he was taken from us way, way too young. Well, Rav Shlomo Katz, we were informed a few days ago. I'm actually looking for the email, which I don't know how I missed. Oh, here it is. I'm looking for the email that informed us that you and Azriel Gans and others are embarking on a brand new project. This seems to be another one of those unique and exciting projects, because every few weeks, according to what we've been told, a new song is going to be released. How would you describe this project? What's this all about?
This is a dream come true. There's one more very important person to add into the mix of people that are behind this this project, and that's Rabbi Moshe Weinberger. This is a product, basically, of Eish Kodesh, Kehilas Eish Kodesh. It's them that are, they're the ones that are basically really behind the whole thing. And these are the Nigunim of Michal Shapiro. Who's Michal Shapiro? Well, one of the most popular Nigunim to come out anywhere in the last few years is a song called An Everlasting Love.
That's it. And
you're familiar with that one?
You actually recorded that on an Eish Kodesh album.
Exactly. That was volume one of the absolute beautiful and heartfelt music of Nigunim of Michal Shapiro, a very, very special person who I've gotten very close to over the last few years. And we put that out, I would say, I don't know, maybe 4 or 5 years ago, a collection of his Nigunim. Eitan, my brother, also recorded that song, Everlasting Love, on his one of his Live in Yerushalayim albums, which definitely helped spread that beautiful melody.
Wasn't that the duet?
And there's so many more.
You did that duet with him, right?
Yeah. Correct. Nachon. But there's so many more. This is a treasury of songs that have yet to really get out to the masses. And these are melodies that have been very, very dear to our Rabbi Moshe Weinberger for many, many years. At a young age of 16, as a kid in Los Angeles, I fell in love with his world of music. And this is now a dream come true, where we have volume two, where what we're going to be doing is we're going to be releasing, instead of releasing a whole album, boom, right on the spot, these Nigunim need to be chewed on, cried over. This is, you know, really, really diving over them. You don't just listen to
them. Well, this is not a concept that's foreign to you, because you've been involved in other projects in the past where you've released, you know, songs, you know, within weeks. I mean, one, and then a few weeks later another, a few weeks later another, et cetera, et cetera. So this is not a concept that's foreign to you. You're a very lucky man, frankly, though, because you have fans all around the world who are going to be waiting with great anticipation every time one of these comes out. So you have an advantage over a lot of other artists, and that is a public that's waiting with bated breath each time they get the feeling that you're about to release a brand new song, frankly. I know your humility won't allow you to respond to that, but I'm saying it. Rabbi Shlomo Katz with us live via telephone from Israel, final few days of the year 5783, getting ready for the brand new year, the brand new holiday. Now, excuse my ignorance, and I don't think there's anything wrong with an honest approach to this question. The song is called Adam Yesodo. You did release a few years ago at Adam Yesodo. Is this a completely new song? Is this that song redone? How would you describe it?
Well, Nachum, you are on the... It's amazing. Nothing goes by you.
I mean, if I don't have a good Adam Yesodo this time of year, I'm in big trouble.
Unbelievable. This is... Yeah. This is that song that we did. We did that. It was a very quiet, gentle release. It was actually as a gift to Rav Weinberger back then, in memory of his father, who had just passed on to the next world. And now we have the incredible... one of the most greatest inspirations in the world of Jewish music, Yosef Karduner, is the one that's performing it here. I had the honor and privilege of producing this project, but my heart and soul I feel very, very attached and connected to each one of these tracks. And we're starting now with Adam Yesodo to share it with the world. This was very much very important to Rav Weinberger also to get out Dafka now at this time of the year.
Yeah,
I think that I won't have to explain. I mean, yeah, it's You'll also, when you hear the song.
Yeah, well, I'm going to get into an explanation in a minute. But you basically took yourself off the song. In other words, this is a song that you performed, did it as a gift to Rabbi Weinberger, and now 3 years later, you're basically producing the song, and Yosef Karduner is taking over the lead vocal, right? That's basically how it worked.
Yeah, with a completely different production, though.
Right.
Completely different production.
No, my point being that most Jewish artists don't like taking themselves off of, you know, of vocal projects, but I see you had no problem doing it in this case. Kol hakavod to you. Now, Adam Yesodo may offer. I mean, look, I remember the original, and you just sent me the new one, which we'll get to, assuming my machine is working properly here. We'll hear it in its entirety. But, I mean, the words at, you know, one of the penultimate, if not the penultimate time of the High Holiday Service, is basically an admission to the one above that we are nothing. I mean, that's essentially what the song is. It's a song, or I should say it's words that breed humility, that breed, a recognition that he in fact is the king, and not only the king, but dominion over all, including all of us. We who think we have some power, or we who think we have the abilities to do anything, it all comes from him, and that's the recognition of this. And a lot of people would view it as a negative type song, sad in the way that we're admitting all this. I would imagine, I don't have the Hasidic approach that you have, but I would imagine that someone like yourself, because even I get it, would say that no, this is for this time of year. This is such an appropriate and beautiful song that we're going ahead and understanding our place in this world and putting him, capital H, on the pedestal, on the throne that he deserves to be on. Tell me what you think.
First of all, I'm once again amazed at whatever you put in your coffee this morning. You're just so spot on again, Malcolm. I think that I feel like the words of Reb Nachman of Breslov, which is Reb Nachman's greatest pupil, he basically said that the greatest success man could have in life is not to get startled from, God forbid, a funeral to remind him how fragile our lives are. But it's to realize, to live in a state of awareness, Anu Yameinu Ketzelover, our days are like a passing shadow. Now, when I come to that realization from, God forbid, a tragedy,
right,
it doesn't really fill me with productivity.
Right.
But when I come to that realization from it just simply being the truth of how God chose to design this world, it fills me with such a sense of meaning and focus and direction. And I think, I mean, personally speaking, this is where we go to here in our shul in Shirat David and Efrat when we come to these words. It's like, hey, this is the way Hashem chose to design the world. For me, I'll just share one more thing, is that and I shared this with the composer, with Michal Shapiro, about this song. When I first started listening to the song, the words continue, not just Adam Yesodam Afar Vesof Ola Afar, but then it continues and it says, Benafsho Yavi Lachmo, what we do in this world, how hard we work. And when I heard him sing it for the first time, I had so much imagery of my father running around with his accordion from school to school.
Yep.
Like many of your listeners remember, my Abba Avshalom Katz, sure, my precious father, he should just have the best year in the world.
Yep.
And I get an imagery of how much man works hard in this world, Benafsho Yavi Lachmo, while we're in this temporary world. And it filled me with such an appreciation of how hard my parents have worked to give me whatever all that they've been able to give me.
Yeah, Benafsho Yavi Lachmo
puts everything.
Yeah, one must give their life, and in some cases it was literal, especially if you go back some years. Benafsho, one must give his life in order to provide for his family, to bring the bread that the family needs to the family, and you're making such an important point. I think it's an amazing recognition when children do recognize. I know in my own case, it's tremendously satisfying to me when I have children and I see it in others who recognize that their parents go the extra mile, as you just described, to make sure everyone has what they need, and that is a tremendous recognition. All right, Azriel Gans, yashikach to you. Michal Shapiro, yashikach to you. And by the way, in this email, in this email, it sounds like they're actually offering Rabbi Weinberger to go on the air. And I said to myself, you know, the next time Shlomo Katz is in the United States, if he would come to the studio with Rabbi Weinberger, that would be absolutely incredible. You think that's something? You think that's something we could work on? Is that something that might be a possibility?
You know what? I've learned from my precious friends like us, Real Gans, who we've been the privilege to work on stuff for many years. Dream big or go home very fast.
All right, so there you have it. Let's take a listen to this. It's Adam Yesodo. It's the brand new one, and you can imagine it's going to dominate our broadcasts over the next few days. Words we start saying this coming Shabbos on the first day of the brand new year, as we recognize what we are, and more importantly, we recognize what he is. Shlomo Katz is with us, Rabbi Shlomo Katz, with us live via telephone. It's a Tuesday at JM the AM. Tuesday morning with Yosef Karduner, Adam Yesodo, Rabbi Shlomo Katz with us live via telephone as we discuss this brand new project, which will have a song released every few weeks. Shlomo, how do people access this? Is this something that's going to be sent out worldwide? Will it be on your email list? How do people find the brand new song?
In about 7 to 8 hours, it'll be all up and, you know, whatever people are listening to, Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube, and all mailers and Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. And, you know, when people really want to find something, they find it.
Yeah. These days, when people want to find something, it finds you, frankly. They don't even have to find it. you just named like 2% of the social media sites that this will be on.
Yeah.
And you went through quite a list, frankly. That's the way these things work these days, obviously. And thank God, at least there are some positives about this era. And one positive is that we get to be inspired with easy access to songs like this and easy access to projects that are brand new from people like yourself. How are things in Efrat? Have we sold every seat in the shul for Rosh Hashanah?
Should I lie or should I be humble?
In other words, you have. There's not a space to be had in your synagogue.
Let me tell you something. Nachum, if you call me tonight and say I booked my ticket, don't worry, okay?
I'll have a seat, you're saying? Thanks. you'll put a folding chair next to your seat. Come on, there's got to be a space for me. But I was just wondering in general. I would imagine how packed the shul is going to be over Yontif. Baruch Hashem, must be a dream come true for you to see the expansion of your community, of your synagogue, etc. Yeah. Pretty amazing. Anyway, I hope one day I'll join you there. Although they may
insist. We were close a few weeks ago. We'll try it again.
Yeah, they may insist that I fly back for Yom Kippur to my regular place. Hey. But maybe Rosh Hashanah we could spend together at some point. Who knows?
Amen.
Yeah. Hey, what did you say? Continue to dream, right? Continue to dream.
Exactly.
You dream big, or go home. Or in this case, dream big, and you might end up at home, in our home, the real home. There you go.
Nachum, yeah. You're on fire.
No, thanks.
You're on fire today.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Anyway, I take this opportunity to wish you a ktivah v'chatimah tovah, happy, healthy, sweet new year. And who knows? Maybe we will turn Esh Kodesh into a radio studio one morning and really have some amazing personalities on. You never know, Reb Shlomo. By the way, I don't know if you saw it because I don't know if it made it to Israel. But in Mishpacha magazine, they told the story last week of Reb Shlomo Kalbach in my car, Slichus Week 1994, and telling me what to use for Slichus, and meaning Slichus, first Slichus night, and what songs to use for Slichus on Leil Yom Kippur, which I still do to this day, by the way. That's number one. And secondly, in that car, and I know I've told you this probably 1,000 times, but remember, I asked him, I thought it was such a silly question, but I was so glad I asked him. I asked him, what does it mean that that Shari Shamayim are closing at the end of Yom Kippur, that there's such a concept as Ne'ilah, that Shari Shamayim are actually closing? And do you remember the answer he told me? You do remember.
Yeah.
He said that.
You say it. Say it. Tell everyone.
He said that after all the fasting and all the tefillah and all the discomfort and all the sacrifice of wearing shoes that aren't comfortable and not washing the entire day, not eating or drinking, and all the things that we do, and standing in shul and davening like crazy for hours and hours, after all that, God says, come, let's close the door behind us and have a private conversation.
The best.
Yeah, you better mention that in your shul on Yom Kippur.
In your name.
You can say, my friend Nachum Siegel is not going to tolerate if he hears I didn't mention this on Yom Kippur.
So. You know what? Deal.
All right, Reb Shlomo, Shana Tova. Yeah. Thanks so much for joining me. We should have a lot of simcha this coming year, Bezrat Hashem.
Amen, Nachum. Amen. Amen. Amen.
The one and only Reb Shlomo Katz from Efrat. Brand new song, Adam Yisodo. Obviously, we'll have it for you all through the holiday season, or I should say the high holiday season, right here at JM in the AM. More coming up here on this Tuesday morning broadcast at JM in the AM. Ding is going to join us. We'll talk more about Deddy in just a few minutes from now. He'll be on the air with us. And Thursday is our big celebration. Thursday is the big celebration at Poppy's between 6 and 9 a.m., 204 West Englewood Avenue in Teaneck, New Jersey, celebrating 40 years of JM and the AM. Thank you, Mark Zomick. Thank you, L.E.Y. Katz. Thank you, Yaakov at Poppy's. Thank you to my staff. Thank you to everybody who thought of doing what I never thought of doing, which was to actually have a 40th anniversary show this coming Thursday right here at JM and the AM. Shana yikatevon
וביום צום כיפור יחתמו בראש השנה יקטנו וביום צום כיפור יחתמו בראש השנה יקטנו וביום צום כיפור יחתמו ותשובה ותפילה Shine.